Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your Best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great last weekend of January.
Yep.
We're getting into 2021 now.
Too quickly.
It seems to be.
Yeah.
We've got a fun show. Normally, this time of year, we would be talking about how great the Dallas Safari Club Convention was.
Correct.
We're going to tell you about how great the Dallas Virtual Convention will be.
Okay.
And our guest is Corey Mason, Dallas Safari Club Executive Director. You know, it started last year. They call it a new normal, which I reject.
Right.
It's not normal.
Are you Zooming? I haven't Zoomed yet.
Yes, I have Zoomed several times.
Okay.
You'd be calling for makeup, you know.
Yeah, right. And a wig. Yeah.
But, you know, we want everybody to participate. We've been telling you for some time that the fundraisers, the auctions and all, the conventions, these are the lifeblood for our conservation groups. And absolutely one of, if not the best, well, I'm going to say it is the best major outdoor show in the Lone Star State each year is the Dallas Safari Club Convention.
Right.
You talk about SHOT Show being, you know, like Christmas.
Indeed, yeah.
Well, this is almost Christmas.
Well, you know, plus you have a booth there every year, too.
Got a booth,
yeah.
Visiting with people. So,
do you have a virtual booth this year?
Well, you know, we got some information, but it's going to be definitely different. So, we're going to be finding out how to participate, and that's going to be fun over the 4 days coming up in February. Plus, we've got some outdoor news. Got some things to report for one of our new sponsors.
Oh.
We're going to find out if you've been on or off the road.
Correct.
So, hey, we got a fun show headed your way, so y'all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Breakthroughs in treatment methods and care delivery have improved the lives of children worldwide, all because of discoveries made at Shriners Hospitals for Children. Shriners Hospitals was the first to identify a genetic defect underlying a painful bone disease in children. Our physicians use a first-of-its-kind 3D imaging system to reduce radiation exposure to young children. To learn more about our latest discoveries and innovative care, please visit ShrinersHospitals.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And as we mentioned at the top of the program, we are about to leave and complete the first month of the new year.
Uh-huh.
And Harold, looking ahead, February is going to be an interesting month. You know, I kind of bemoan February.
Oh, I love February. It's my birthday.
I know.
It's my birthday, February 7th, by the way.
It's my spoiled baby sister's birthday, too, on the same day, and you both... Never mind.
okay.
No, but weather-wise, we keep saying that everybody's been... Old Farmer's Almanac and Almanac saying it's going to be mild and dry. And looking at the AccuWeather forecast now for the next 60 days, it looks like it's going to be that way as well.
Well, I mean, January was mild, but we still had a fair amount of wet.
You're right.
In the Houston area, anyway. But, yeah, it's been, 75 bright sunny days, 75 degrees. It's something else.
And we're going to have more of that and then move on into to the spring, once we hit March.
Mm-hmm.
And then come April,
yeah,
we may start seeing increased moisture, which would be a good thing,
right?
And going to remain fairly wet through the summer into fall.
Well, that's a good thing.
I definitely look forward to that.
Good for the blue bonnets. Good for the animals.
Without question.
Good for us. Come think of it.
Also, we are starting, or I guess we've completed what's coming up almost 2 weeks. Of the new administration that is residing in the White House.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay.
There's more.
Yeah, but they are running for the next cycle also, another election in 2 more years. And that's part of the thing that wears us all out. That's why we're all so darn cranky.
Already there are campaigns launched for the midterm, which occurs next year.
And everybody's favorite, Beto, is talking about running for governor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Let's talk
this
about...
This is an outdoor... Yes.
We'll talk about this, because this is a gift for you, by the way.
Oh, wow.
This is the Blue Book of Air Guns.
It's as big as the Big
Blue Book.
Book
of Gun Values. Yeah. Guns. And, great company, Blue Book and Blue Book of Gun Values, and our late great friend... Steve Fiestad, but this is their Blue Book of air guns, and of course you've been really getting into it and air gun hunting and so on.
Yeah, TC3 has gotten me there. That's Tom Claycomb III. He's turned me on that.
But this thing is cool, and it comes out to about $9.50 a pound. It's over 1,700 pages. So you think over 500 manufacturers, but they do have their wonderful. A visual guide to show you the percentages and values and things of stuff. But sort of historical, going back to, like the first Daisy and on and on. I mean, it really goes back an awful lot of history of air guns. And so
does it mention that air guns were on the Lewis and Clark expedition?
I was going to mention that air guns were on the Lewis and Clark expedition.
I'm glad you were.
And they really impressed the Indians.
Yeah.
And those things, they had the big canister, they'd pump it up.
Sure.
This canister is screwed into it. And they were, game killing capable. It was right. amazing right. as far back as that. Yeah. So it's very cool, but it's just very interesting. And go to bluebook.com or bluebookofgunvalues.com and check these things out, even bluebookinc.com. But they've got all kind of different books. But this thing is really massive and really in-depth in just the whole wonderful, exciting world of air guns. I love this at the very back page. My first gun was a Daisy. Yeah, it was. Mine too, Anyway, here you go. Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, and just to show our listeners that great minds follow similar paths.
Oh, okay.
Or else we've just known each other and been broadcast partners for so long.
Right.
I didn't know that you were coming with this.
Yeah.
But something new has been announced by Safari Club International.
What's that?
The addition of an air gun category to the Safari Club International record book.
Oh, how cool. Okay.
As we have written in Texas Outdoors Journal and we've talked about on the air, and we will be doing more, there is, there's a lot of folks that are taking it up.
Mm-hmm.
There are regulations that you have to comply with, and
right.
you can take big game animals in Texas,
right.
like white-tailed deer.
Isn't there a caliber minimum on that?
Caliber and velocity and right. all sorts of things. In fact, working with the fine folks at Umarex,
uh-huh.
Just phenomenal air rifles. We're going to be talking more and educating more, but it's been recognized that by Safari Club International's, Worldwide Hunting Awards.
Well, and they're great for practice. I got a CO2 fired a 1911 size from them years ago. And I mean, it cycles the slide, you know, cycles the hammer back, the trigger. It weighs about the same as a 1911. It's the exact same size as a 1911.
Right.
Metal's not as good, but I mean, it doesn't matter, you know. And it's great for practice. You're shooting BBs.
Right.
But everything cycles properly and so on. So it really is a great practice tool. Same thing, obviously, for the rifles.
Before they came out with the higher pressured air rifles, the big bore, 51 caliber.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Is what Umarex has in their product called the Hammer. It's the only place to get to get the air at a level high enough to work.
Scuba
is
shop.
It a scuba shop?
Yeah, right.
I mean, it's crazy.
Right.
Now, Umarex has come out with they've come out with a new, smaller, portable type compressor. But it's pretty
neat. You can get a fair amount of pressure to they even have the pump type, like you used to pump up the tires on your bicycle.
Yeah.
They've got things like that, too. They still get a pretty good amount of pressure.
Biggest thing, if you folks that are listening are interested in getting into air guns, and again, I mean, we're going into more detail.
Sure.
But the biggest thing is you have to manage and monitor your pressure level in the rifle.
Right.
Because if it drops off too much, obviously that's going to adversely impact your accuracy.
But you're still looking at things like just the single brake cockers, you know, not the old Benjamin pump, but the single brake cockers, piston operated, then it builds up air pressure and stuff. But you're looking at some of the 17s and 22s out of those at over 1,200 feet per second.
You mentioned the Benjamin pump.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee you, anybody that owned a Benjamin pump,
right,
which I think we all did, that was kind of a progression you went through.
After the Daisy, yeah.
And the 10 or 12 pumps, you know, I guarantee you, every one of us pumped it more, you know.
Right. Much as you can stand.
That's right. Exactly.
And good exercise, too.
Mentioning weather earlier, and let me tell you what, we've seen an impact, and you're going to see by kind of a shortage, if you will, of good fishing reports on aerial lakes in a bit. On the coast, fishing has been pretty good, so we're going to get into that. We've also got your best bets headed your way.
Right.
But first, we need to take a break, so y'all please stick around and continue to listen to Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
It is time for the best bets on Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. Harold and I were just talking about air rifles. Hey, it's got a Picatinny rail on that, you know? Put some sort of thermal imagery, little air rifle,
yeah,
or big air rifle,
right?
With some thermal imagery equipment.
Yep.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And then, of course, they've got them that really are silenced, but it's a whole different ballgame because they are, like the Gamma Whisper and some of the other ones.
Right.
Talk about sneaking up.
Ooh. Absolutely. Then there's something that we've been talking about for the past few weeks. It's new from Zeiss. The DTI 335 Thermal Imagery Camera doesn't mount on a scope. It is purely for observation purposes, but takes both still and, you know, movies,
yeah.
That's way cool. Lots and lots of good things from Third Coast Thermal. So why don't you visit their website at thirdcoastthermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Okay, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal, Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as good, while this Sunday is the first of two best days for the week. Monday slips to fair, with Tuesday another good one. Wednesday's another best day. Thursday and Friday are two more good ones. Next Saturday is another fair day. This weekend, look for game to be most active from just after the noon hour until the early evening hours before sunset. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid-afternoon until well into the evening hours by Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday. Times will have continued to adjust, and there will be a major time shift with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise until mid to late morning. Next Sunday, game will be actively feeding from early morning until around the noon hour. On Thursday, February the 4th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, this Saturday has a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides. This Sunday is a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are a quartet of days with a double tide schedule each day. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday are a trio of days with a single tide schedule of one high and one low each day.
All right, on the coast, whether you're fishing over in southwest Louisiana with some of our friends on Lake Calcasieu or Sabine Lake, somewhere in Trinity or Galveston Bay Complex, biggest thing is when we have a cool down is fish will be over mud and in deeper water, but shallow water warms more quickly, Harold, so we've got to work the shorelines, particularly from midday and through the warmer afternoon hours. Fishing continues to be good. Some impressive catches coming really all up and down the western part of the Gulf Coast. Bolivar Peninsula, speckled trout and redfish have been found on flats on the warmer days. Shrimp has been the best offering. Out of Freeport, black drum are good on croaker around vegetation and structure. In East Matagorda Bay, sheep's head bite has been good, and that's only going to get better, particularly around all of our jetties as these sow sheep's head move in and spawn at this time of year. Heading to Port O'Connor, speckled trout have been found along the flats and reefs. The offering there is shrimp or croaker in the afternoon. Down out of Baffin Bay, redfish and speckled trout have been going in the deeper water. Or the best catches have been coming from the deeper water in the afternoon. Topwaters have been good on warmer days in between the cold fronts. Out of Port Mansfield, unbelievable catches are coming out of Port Mansfield. Our friends at Getaway Adventures Lodge and then Captain Nathan Bebout that heads south this time of year to go for speckled trout out of Port Mansfield. Phenomenal catches. Finally, Port Isabel, redfish have been around the south, shallow grass flats in the Laguna Madre, and flounder. I said that they weren't leaving.
Right.
They have not left for the winter.
Well, the winter, were they supposed to turn around and come back?
Well, in a few weeks.
Okay. So
they can punch that return trip ticket another time,
wow.
You know.
Okay.
But flounder near the rocks, feeding around drains, and been caught on mullet or shrimp.
Okay, heading to East Texas, B.A. Steinhagen. Largemouth bass are good with spinners and crankbaits and deeply submerged vegetation. Caddo, chain pickerel. They're good with chartreuse spoons and jigs. Catfish are good on punch bait and cut bait in 12 to 20 feet, fishing baited holes near channels and timber edges. Conroe, hybrid striped bass are good in open water, looking for schools above and below ledges with jigs and fishing with live shad mid-lake. Catfish are good on stinky bait and cut bait. Livingston, largemouth bass are good most of the day, working deep points and ridges on Carolina rig worms, spinners, and jigs. Striped bass are good on spoons and live shad. Crappie are excellent on minnows and jigs in the creeks. White bass are good on spoons in the main lake. Nackenich, largemouth bass are good on spinners and jigs in all natural habitats. Crappie are good on jigs and crappie minnows under vegetation and bridges. Catfish are good on dough balls, cut and live bait. Sam Rayburn. Largemouth bass are good working vegetation along the ledges and points with crankbaits, worms, spinners. White bass are good on minnows and small cranks. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs among deeper structure and brush piles. Toledo Bend. Black bass are good working deep early and shallow late with worms, bass jigs, crankbaits, and occasionally jerkbaits. Crappie are good favoring the movement of minnows still working over brush shallower than 20 feet. Brim are good with small jigs and crickets. Belton. Black bass are fair near rocky shorelines, points and drop-offs on spinners, drop shots, skirted jigs, and crankbaits. White bass are fair on the main lake points, channels and drop-offs with slabs, jerkbaits, and swimbaits in 18 to 40 feet of water. Hybrid stripers are fair with live bait and swim baits in the main lake from 25 to 40 feet. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs in brush piles in 14 to 28 feet. Tawakoni. Blue cats are good on fresh cut bait and live bait. Channel cats are good on punch bait and chicken liver. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around brush piles, docks, and bridge pilings. Whitney. Crappie are good on minnows and lightweight jigs in 14 to 25 feet near the timber and creek channels and brush piles. Catfish are good on earthworms, chicken liver, and cut bait.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, where Amistad Reservoir, the report says that that reservoir has turned the corner to afternoon conditions excelling, except when the east wind arrives. White bass are good, and they're close to creeks. Looks as though if the spawn is very close, I would say that that's probably true in most all of our reporting areas, except for up in the Panhandle or out in West Texas.
All right.
But with the milder temperatures, that seems to be in the works. On Choke Canyon, catfish are consistently good on larger live bait, cut baits, and stink bait. Falcon Reservoir, they're already saying, hey, it's tournament time. It looks as though we got past the cold, windy, and rainy conditions. White bass are great almost exclusively in the rivers and creeks. Catfish are excellent when hitting coves in the deepest part of the water using live bait and stinky bait. Alan Henry, crappie fishing has been good in the shade right next to sunny water. So look for that surface cover. And Coleman, hybrid stripers are good, throwing rattle traps in amongst a school of bait fish. Finally, O.H. Ivy for our Western report. Bass are good off shallow points, standing timber, working bass jigs and worms with crankbaits.
Okay, hitting the hill country, Buckhannon. Largemouth bass are fair with football jigs, jerk baits, purple drop shots on bluffs, rock ledges, and the rocky shorelines. Striped bass are good along the river channel with live bait and dead sticking swim baits. Canyon. Striper fishing is good along the river channel with live bait. Trolling swim baits is working as well. Catfish are good with prepared baits and cut bait. Crappie are fair with live minnows and jigs near brush piles and timber near the creek or drop-offs and in 15 to 25 feet of water. Medina, smallmouth bass are good on white grubs and jigs. Travis, striper action along the main river channels is good with live bait and swim baits.
It is time for our hunting update, and that's brought to you by Silencer Central. And they ask, are you looking for a smarter and easier way of buying your silencer? Well, Silencer Central is the creative of a revolutionary process which silences headaches and hassles. Their process is simple and makes sense. It's a process that begins with paperwork, but without the work. And it ends with Silencer Central delivering your silencer right to your front door. Folks, I can tell you that I've started the process. I talked to Andrew. Kind of goes by Drew. Okay?
Ah, okay.
I have been interviewed. He says, all right, we have to fill out the paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
And go, okay. And we start talking.
Yeah.
Just two guys that are talking shooting, hunting, what do you do?
Right.
Things of this nature. He's getting to know me, and at the same time, he's gleaning the information that the feds want to know.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
And I go, okay, so what do we need to do to fill out the paperwork? He says, I already have done it.
Oh,
I mean, it is
easy.
Neat people that you're going to enjoy working with, and then going through their product line, you know, making the selection for the Banish, you know, suppressor, silencer.
Well, I'm reading up on that because it's I'll say convertible. You can go from like 17 caliber up to 30, that kind of thing. The one can, just changing the ends.
It is so easy. so very cool. And it's something that if you're a shooter, you definitely want to participate and get hooked up.
You bet.
All right. So to learn more about Silencer Central easy buying process, go to silencercentral.com or give them a call at 888-988-8179. That's 888-988-8179. And tell them you heard about it on Texas Outdoor News. All right.
Yeah.
Now, this weekend, this Sunday, duck season closes. That's the end of that. Then we're going to start our late snow goose conservation season.
Mm-hmm.
Through the 28th, we've got the statewide quail season. And if you're looking to get a start on hunting turkey, but really relying on the fall dates, then go to Brooks, Kennedy, Cleburg, Willacy County, because the Rio Grande turkey fall season actually continues through February 28th. All right?
Okay.
All right. You've been on or off the road. Has it been fast or just have you been avoiding our law enforcement officials?
It's been extremely fast while avoiding our law enforcement officials. Yeah, sometimes kids just want to have fun. Again, friends, I'm at the will, bless them, of the press fleet, so I drive what they bring me, and it's only fair that I talk about it. So it can't always be, you know, trucks and SUVs and CUVs. And so this week, it's the 2021 Charger SRT Hellcat Red Eye Wide Body.
I saw you in that.
Oh, the siren song of a screaming supercharger. Oh, I mean, boys just want to have fun. What do you do? Anyway, it's just amazing. 6.2 liter V8 supercharged high output engine mated to an 8-speed automatic transmission. My exterior paint was called Go Mango. Well, can you see that thing? Kind of orange, you know. But, I mean, these things are built to scream, man. You got a speedometer that says over 200 miles an hour, and it'll do it. They're not 220, actually. 797 horsepower.
Ooh.
707 pound-feet of torque. Yeah, you can tow a lot with it if you want to. Okay, so it's all set up to run, though, man. So supplemental front seat-mounted side airbags, supplemental side curtain airbags, I mean, all the safety stuff, of course. Their Park View rear backup camera, wide-body competition suspension, line lock launch control. You on the screen, you can tap in what you want, how stiff you want it to ride, how you want it to handle, how you want it to shift. Brembo 6-piston fixed front caliper brakes. Big great brake calipers on this thing, because you want to be able to stop too. A performance shift indicator, a remote start system, blind spot, cross path detection. Like I say, 200 mile per hour primary speedometer. This one's set up at 220. The SRT performance pages, again, you scroll through and set this thing up the way you want it to handle. Steering wheel mounted shift control, heated steering wheel. I love heated steering wheels, especially in Texas. The preferred package on this thing had the Red Eye instrument panel, and again, the 220 speedometer, satin black tail lamp badges, Red Eye badges. Of course, you got the Hellcat on the side of the thing. Carbon suede interior package, suede headliner. Beautiful, beautiful thing. It's just, the performance is mind-blowing. It just really is mind-blowing. This is the most powerful production sedan in the world. Again, it's 797 horsepower. But made it to that 8-speed transmission, depending on how you drive it. Yeah, 12 miles per gallon in the city. But you get 21 on the highway. A little bit better if you're careful with that foot. I'm sorry, officer. I was just test driving. Anyway, it's an amazing vehicle. But it ain't cheap, friends. Base is right at $70,000. The one that I had that had every conceivable thing you could get. It's Olsen money, man. $90,000.
Mm.
Plus TTNL, of course. But anyway, hey, and it's a keeper. You know, eventually it will be worth what you paid for it and more. Check it out if you want to have fun. At least get a test drive. The 2021 Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat Red Eye Wide Body.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Corey Mason, Executive Director of the Dallas Safari Club, joins us. Hey, we're setting up the virtual Dallas Safari Club convention.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C-Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer.
You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven cylinder tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. Just a reminder for all of you Texas Outdoors Journal subscribers, check your mailing label. About 14 months now, we've gone to a self-renewal program.
Oh, okay.
No longer send out renewal notices because, well, the postage service just keeps raising rates delivering less,
right,
you know?
Right.
So monitor your label. There's information in the magazine
it's
on how
like
to
the
do that.
Almost.
Almost. But also, we want you to know this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed.
Yes.
A partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. We can talk on and on about the great results of feeding Fortified Cottonseed.
Indeed.
And last week we had John Sewell, the ranch manager of the Harris Ranch, that was a 2017 Lone Star Land Steward Award winner.
Who proved how good it is.
I mean to tell you.
Yeah.
Go to the Texas Outdoor News website and get that. Take a look. Listen to that video.
Well, what?
Or listen to the video. Listen to the show.
Or watch the audio.
Right.
But what impressed me was here, you know, this management program they've got, that they have totally done away with the feeding protein.
That was his goal.
Yeah.
And it's working.
Yeah.
You can also go to fortifiedcottonseed.com and see a video clip of the history of Fortified Cottonseed. Uh-huh. And then give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. I tell you what, there is more new things happening in the outdoor world, and the way we do things, it just keeps changing.
Yep.
And we are really pleased to welcome back to Texas Outdoor News Corey Mason, Dallas Safari Club's executive director. Corey, what a difference a year makes, man.
Amen to that.
I said at the top of the program, normally at this time of year, we would be raving about how much fun we had at the Dallas Safari Club convention, but we know COVID virus kind of had us delay the convention, and now we're going virtual. We're going to talk about that, but through 2020 and as we start 2021, just real quickly, some of the hot topics and issues that Dallas Safari Club is looking and has addressed or will be addressing.
You bet, gentlemen. Thank you for having me. I really appreciate that. We've had a busy year. Like you mentioned, normally we'd be standing face-to-face, shaking hands with a smile on our face, enjoying 30,000 people around us, but it's not where it finds us right now. But we, like many organizations in the conservation world, have faced a number of challenges over the last year, and much of it has to do with really the pressures, if you will, from the lack of the ability for the sportsmen to travel. There's been some benefits from the number of people that are getting outdoors, and we can talk about that in a little bit. But there's a couple that have been directly in front of us COVID has directly and indirectly influenced, and the first being the anti-hunting community's attack using COVID as an attack on wildlife trade, specifically trying to negatively influence and more specifically trying to prohibit legal trade that is regulated by international treaties. So we've been engaged in federal courts, federal pieces of legislation from Europe to the U.S. to California, Connecticut, etc., fighting some of these pieces, as well as then trying to fight on the front lines the absence of dollars going into the African bush and supporting poaching activities. So we've been busy.
All right. Yeah, let me interrupt real quick, Corey. This is Harold. You've covered some of it, probably what you just said, but I don't want to put you on the spot. But looking at the new administration coming in, you guys already got some things that you're worried about?
We do. That's a very good question. Verbally, the new administration has personally supported attacks on the Second Amendment. So we obviously, that's kind of the biggest umbrella. And then a parallel umbrella to that is their attacks on, they claim the use of science to determine policy and legislation, but yet science has been ignored when it comes to managing wildlife management from a diplomatic and policy standpoint. So
right.
We do expect challenges to the legal right access to hunt, many game species. For example, we're seeing right now in California this week a bill that was filed to prohibit bear hunting, black bear hunting. So it sort of opened the door, this administrative will. I realize that's a state issue that I just touched, but from a federal level, those issues will be addressed broadly. There's no doubt.
All right, that sets the table, and the table is full. And as we have mentioned for months and months, our conservation groups rely heavily on membership, donations, giving, and certainly the fundraisers, like at the upcoming Dallas Safari Club convention that'll be held virtually February 10th through the 14th. We're going to talk about how you can participate and probably get some tremendous, tremendous deals on the upcoming auction. So you all stick around as we continue our conversation with Corey Mason, Dallas Safari Club Executive Director, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, our CEO, Ben Novosad, understands what it takes to be successful in agriculture.
The background that I have in agriculture certainly has helped me with my Capital Farm Credit career. We try to hire people with experience, knowledge of farm and ranch activities and business, not only to make and sell good loans, but also to help farmers and ranchers.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
The official gunsmithing service of Texas Outdoor News is MG Arms in Spring, Texas. We've used them for years because they are the best. From repairs and replacement parts to trigger jobs, stock repair, metal refinishing, including bluing, parkerizing, Teflon, and Cerakote coatings in over 100 colors and more. How about a performance boost with MG Arms custom services such as lightweight Kevlar stocks made to your specifications, rebarreling, rechambering, skeletonizing, fluting, porting, muzzle brakes, and scope mounting. And if you've ever dreamed of having a custom firearm built just for you, MG Arms is the place. They are world famous for their line of ultralight bolt-action rifles that are a joy to carry and a dream to shoot. The Taranis lineup is built on the lightest AR-type platform available. For personal defense and concealed carry is the 1911-style Wraith. Their hunting revolver, the mighty Dragon Slayer, has taken the most dangerous game on the planet. For your gunsmithing needs and your custom firearms dreams, visit MG Arms at mgarmsinc.com or call 281-821-8282.
We continue our conversation with Dallas Safari Club's Executive Director, Corey Mason. The website that you're definitely going to want to be looking at is biggame.org. And, Corey, how are we going to handle this? I'm looking at the website, and, of course, I know that there is a list of auction items. Are we rolling the women's luncheon auction that is such a hoot? And do we roll that into another auction opportunity? How is this going to work?
We are. Yeah, great question. So we're going to run the traditional nightly auctions, which would be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Have a live stream out where people can access from the website that you mentioned there with the auction lineup, et cetera. But two kind of sub-events that are spectacular auctions are the ladies' event and the live member breakfast. And recognizing time and all of that, we are going to roll those to a later event in the summer.
Okay. Can guys participate in the ladies' auction? Or, I mean, is Harold going to have to wear a skirt? Or, I mean, what are we doing here?
I'll wear my kilt.
Your kilt. There you go.
Yeah, we're not going to judge him. He can sure spend online, that's for sure.
All right. For a list, you know, I'm looking at biggame.org and see the button to click to go and see the schedule. It's going to take place, as you mentioned, February 10th in the evening at 7:30 p.m., followed by Thursday, February 11th, same time, Friday, same time, as well as Saturday. But then we've got a silent auction that is ongoing that will close one part on Saturday at 1 p.m., and the balance of it will close Sunday, February 14th at 3. I mean, for a virtual show, this is a lot going on, man.
Yeah.
We do. We have a lot going on, and we're really excited about it. You know, obviously, it's we've been sort of thrust into this space to figure this out very quickly, and fortunately, we've seen so many come along beside us and support us, such as you gentlemen, and we're very appreciative of that. And the opportunity to continue to provide access to our incredible exhibitor partners from around the world. When we have, if you click into that website that you're on there to essentially access the auctions proper. Every day is outlined from Wednesday to Saturday night, as well as the silent auctions that you mentioned, and the lineups of all the nightly auctions, roughly to 30 on Wednesday night and about 40 on the rest of the nights. And what's great about that is, again, we're going to have a live feed, but registration is open now. People can start bidding, and in many cases, most items have some level of bidding on them. And these are from trips and products and optics and everything you can imagine, art, jewelry, for the outdoor enthusiast from all over the world.
Corey, is this auction, actually I have two questions now, but you brought one to mind. Is this one of these, though, where if I look at something, I can make a bid, like what I feel like I want to pay for it, but will my bid work up? In other words, just for the heck of it, if right now there's a bid at $500, but I think I'd pay $1,000 for it, and I make a bid of $1,000, is it $1,000 then, or do I get like, you know, $550, $600? Does it move up, if I'm making sense?
It does make sense, yes, yeah. Sir. So you can actually place the max bid, like you're saying, where the system will place, Harold wants to bid $1,000, and so it will work up as other people work it up. So you're not guaranteed to have to pay $1,000,
right?
But you will pay up to that if someone runs it to that point.
Okay, good point.
Oh, man, that's great.
Yeah, and also, if I was there, I'd be walking around all of these great displays and stuff and all these wonderful people that support your organization. How can I virtually visit these people?
You bet. So we have an exhibitor access tab that has our floor plan laid out on it, as well as a directory that's up to date and it's evolving by the day. So categorically, for example, if it were firearms, we'll have all of the exhibitors listed that produce, manufacture, work on firearms, same for optics, and clearly hunting by continent, fishing adventures as well, and then, of course, there's a number of other categories. So then if you don't know exactly who you're looking for, you can find categorically, or you can go to the floor plan and find sort of that virtual booth and click on it and get access to promotionals and just access if you want to set up a time to maybe WhatsApp message or Zoom call or something like that with a specific person.
Okay, so we will have some communication because that's what's so good about your event. I'm talking to somebody at his booth, and there's also maybe some guy standing there that has hunted with him that I can get a reference. So there is some communication here.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's the opportunity to pursue that from either end, to just show interest and let the exhibitor reach out to you, or you can reach out directly with an email address and send them a note and say, you know, hey, I'd like to visit with you about this pheasant hunt you have online, for example.
You know, Corey, this is really an interesting scenario. I mean, and it's going to be interesting to see how this all shakes out. And I'm pretty excited because I think it's going to open up opportunities once we get back to our normal. You know, there's people that, I see at the show over the years, and if they're not there, they're obviously missed, but something comes up. With the virtual programming, this may be something that increases the participation. What do you think?
I agree with that fully. We've already seen a number of people that we have access and are bidding on items that are not DSC members that have reached out to the organization and said, hey, you know, I've become aware of you through this online platform. And so it's led to interest in DSC and then leads to conversations about what are you guys doing? And we tell them where we're engaged and the conservation work we're doing. And so it engages them with the organization. Our hope is clearly that it doesn't replace an in-person convention. It should come along beside that, though.
Yes.
And we will continue to have some level of an online presence going forward for the reasons that you just mentioned.
Outstanding. No, that's absolutely true. Now, we're talking about convention that's going to be going on February 10th through the 14th, and the website is biggame.org. But I want to shift gears because so many of our conservation groups, DSC included, you all started a chapter development program, and many of those fundraisers were canceled due to social distancing and this coronavirus. Are we going to start that back up once we get past convention and look toward maybe the summer months?
Yes, sir. That is the plan. Like you mentioned, most of our on a typical schedule, most of our chapters are scheduled around the springtime, with a few of those still in the wind, waiting to see what will happen, you know, with March, April, May, realizing that's getting a little bit later there. But they're kind of individually and seeing what their particular state allows and not allows and obviously what they feel comfortable with. But then we have some into the summer proper. But, yes, we do certainly plan to sort of continue to reinvigorate those and because there's such a great local voice and provides such a great advocacy and just great fellowship as well for like-minded people.
Let me tell you, folks, I live in Houston, and I tease my friends in Dallas regularly. Mm-hmm. I mean, but the Dallas Safari Club is truly one of the premier international conservation groups out there. And
that's the word again, too, conservation.
It's conservation, yes. and it's international. But it's also domestic. Y'all are involved in things here in the North American continent, right?
We are. Most recently, like I mentioned, we're in the process right now and engaged this morning. I wrote a comment letter to a senator in California about a bill that he filed on Monday to prohibit black bear hunting, not based on science, not based on conservation needs or priorities or declining populations, but just based on his personal bias against hunting. So we're defending the right and the ability to hunt based on science-based wildlife management, but that's one side of the coin. But the other is restoration projects that we work on bighorn sheep with, or elk, or mule deer, and grizzly bear, and all sorts of things across North America.
All right. Listen, Corey, we're out of time, but we are going to be right there with you. Biggame.org is the website. February 10 through 14 are the dates. Get involved. There is truly a sense of family by being a member of the Dallas Safari Club. Become a member. Become a life member and truly get involved. Corey, appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Corey. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. and we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News, but we've got a special for you.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Do remember this. This is great. Our good friends at Hybrid Light, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio, they have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. The Mighty Mammoth is the greatest work light on the planet. These products charge with a USB cord on your computer or on the wall or any light source, not just the sun, any light source. And the beauty is they hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, these devices can be used to charge your phone and other devices. For our listeners and friends, they have a special offer. For 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping, go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, just add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, 20% off, free same-day delivery, hybridlight.com.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
I want to thank our guest today, Corey Mason, Executive Director of Dallas Safari Club. Their virtual convention will go on February 10th through the 14th. Go to biggame.org and sign up and participate.
Absolutely. It's a great opportunity, friends. Do remember, the Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And if you're wondering about some of those sites we gave you or what was that information, just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com, click on Listen to Our Show, and we archive every show we've ever done right there. Also, you can check out a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. Plus, we're up at Twitter and Facebook and iTunes and more. And something like Facebook, if you can like us, that just helps build the audience and spread the word, okay? Do remember, whether you're in the field or on the water, be safe out there. So you can join us again, same time, same station, next week for more Texas Outdoor News.